Shavuos Perek Dalet Mishnah Yud Aleph. More exceptions to the Shavuos Ha'edos. Amar lo shnayim. If the man says to two Edim, Mashbi ani aleichem ish ploni you ploni, I force you, I make an oath upon you two men, and he says their specific names. She'im atem yodim li edos, that if you know testimony for me, she'tavo uti iduni, you have to come to court and testify on my behalf. Shavuos she'ein ani yodim loch edos, and they make the oath. And they say, we swear, we do not know any testimony on your behalf. But meanwhile, they did know, but not directly. V'heim yodin lo edos eid mi pi eid. They knew testimony, but they hadn't seen it themselves. They were witnesses to the event. They were witnesses to two other witnesses saying, we were there and we saw it and we swear that we saw it. So this is secondhand testimony. Or the two people that he specified should have to come and testify, one of the two could not be an aide because either he was a relative or he was unfit, he was a pigeon racing gambler, and he could not come. Well, in such a situation, they're pater from the carbon, olaviorade, for this oath of testimony because im lo yagid v'nosa avono, im lo yagid, only a witness who could actually come tell it, says the Torah. Edim mipi edim can't come and testify in this situation. Or somebody who's invalid, he's out. And so both of them are out, and that means that they can't be held responsible later for a carbon for lying under oath when the oath really was never valid oath in the first place because they weren't a good pair of edim. Mishnah Yudbeis, shalach biyad avdo. If somebody sent his slave to go force an oath on these witnesses, or the one being sued, not the one claiming the money, but the one who is supposed to have to pay back the money, says to them, I want you to swear that if you know Edus on my lender's behalf, that you should come and testify for him. And then they lie and they deny that they know anything. Hare elu p'turin. Once again, they're putter from being chayev for this false shavuos ha'edos ad sheyishmu mipi atoveya, until they hear it directly from the mouth of the person trying to claim the money. It says im lo yagid v'nosa avono. The word lo is supposed to be spelled lamed aleph, lo meaning no. But in this pasuk, it's spelled lamed vav aleph, indicating a double meaning. By spelling it male with an extra vav, it shows that it has to be lo, that they, if they do not give testimony, lamed aleph, but also lamed vav, lo, if they don't give testimony to him, the person claiming the money. If you don't have it directly to the person claiming the money, then you're not chayev for transgressing on such an oath because you didn't completely fulfill the conditions the Torah set up for how the Shavuos Ha'edos is supposed to be elicited from you.